The Ohio State Fair reopened this morning with all of its rides closed after an accident on the Fireball ride last night killed an 18-year-old and injured several others. Kaylee Bellamy told Columbus's NBC4 that she was next in line when the accident happened.
And it was going for a minute, and like it was at its highest point, and I saw somebody fall out of the ride, and then a minute later, the whole like row of seats fell off and hit the ground.
Ohio Governor John Kasich described the accident as a nightmare today, but he said there's only so much that can be done as prevention.
Accidents do happen. I mean, we wish we could eliminate them. But, you know, I'm not going to stand here as a human being and say that somehow we can guarantee our safety 100% in whatever we do. But we want to.
Karen Kassler is State House News Bureau Chief. She's in Columbus. Karen, tell us more about this ride and what went wrong.
Well, this is a ride that's described as one of these thrill rides. The ride inspectors here in Ohio called it a spectacular piece, meaning it arrives in several trucks, actually four trucks with this one, and then it's set up, it's bolted together there on the site. It is a pendulum-style ride, so it swings backward and forward and spins at the same time. And this pendulum has rows of four seats, and there is a video out there that shows the ride swinging in one direction, and as it moves, one of these rows of seats actually snaps off, falls off, and falls to the ground. And it's a horrifying video. That is one of the things that inspectors are looking at to try to figure out exactly how this happened.
And we know that this ride was inspected more than once in the days before the accident.
Right. And we have a team of inspectors here at the Ohio Department of Agriculture that actually inspects all the rides, 74 rides at the Ohio State Fair. They inspected this one a couple of times. There were some questions about ride inspections, though, going up to the opening of the fair yesterday because there was a lot of rain. They got a little bit behind, but the inspectors have said this is a very important job. They were not rushed in any way. In fact, there were 11 of those rides that did not even open yesterday on the opening day of the fair because they couldn't certify that they were ready to go. This one did open, and it was inspected several times, but obviously something terribly bad went wrong.
What's going on with the investigation into this?
Well, you've got several entities that are involved in the investigation. Because this happened on the Ohio State Fairgrounds, the State Highway Patrol is investigating. Also, the Department of Agriculture, where the ride inspection team is located, they're investigating. And Kasich said at a news conference last night that he wants to know not only for Ohio, but also for other states, because these rides do travel. And so there needs to be an understanding of what actually happened here, and maybe that information can be relayed so that nothing else like this could ever happen again.
Now, yesterday was the first day of the fair. I know you were there yesterday. What do you think this means for the Ohio State Fair this year?
Well, obviously the Midway and those 70-plus rides are a huge attraction. I mean, the fair goes on today because there are livestock shows and other activities, but certainly this puts a huge damper on what is essentially the state's annual big party. The fair runs until August 6th, and so, you know, I think there's some concern about what's going to happen in terms of the financial impact of the fair, but, you know, it's a terrible tragedy, not only for the people who are involved, but all the people who were there on opening day who may have witnessed this, because this is one of the biggest days in terms of attendance. So a lot of people were there when this happened last night.
That's Karen Kassler, who is State House News Bureau Chief, talking with us from Columbus about the deadly accident on the Fireball ride at the Ohio State Fair yesterday. Karen, thanks.
Great to talk to you.